Hello, we're on the air. This is Bridging Wisdom, and I'm Bridging Wisdom tonight with my co-host, Michael Goger. I'm Kathy Cook, also known as Bright Lights Pathfinders. And last week we had an archive played because I had a stomach virus, and it's good to be back on air. Michael, missed you last week, buddy.
I missed you. I couldn't wait to do the show today with you. Love it.
I know, it's great, isn't it? We have such a good time.
I love it here. VBS Radio rocks.
Don't they, though?
Yeah.
Many shapes and forms.
Mm-hmm. And we're very comfortable and cozy.
Yeah.
What was I talking? Do I sound? You sound good, too, baby.
Oh, thank you.
Whoops.
Well, tell me.
Oops.
Tell me, I want to know, I just figured something out. I was reading an article. I want to tell everybody that's listening out there. It's about the victory sign. You know how you hold two fingers up in the air for victory for a V? Well, that came from the British and the French. The French would cut, when they captured a British on ground, they cut the two fingers off for their arrows, so that they couldn't shoot the arrows. And that is how the birds started, flipping the bird, because they could, you know, they had their two fingers gone.
Yeah.
So then the victory sign was the two Vs, like, you haven't gotten my fingers yet. That's why the two fingers coming up,
yeah,
they would hold as a victory, like, you didn't get my fingers.
Mm.
I just read that, thought that was pretty interesting.
Very interesting. You know, the swastika is actually a Zen symbol.
Is it really?
I believe a victory.
Whoa.
I believe victory, or...
That's thing. A crooked finger single.
Yeah. So symbols are very important.
Yeah. That's what I look for every day when I first wake up, is what symbol is going to speak with me today. You know?
I love the way you read and use your spiritual abilities. I love it.
I love the way I love your pace. You know what's great?
Well, is that
we think back all the way back to the very, very beginning was the symbols. You know how the cavemen, or you know, the Indians used to write with the symbols and stuff. That's how I read people when I do deep root readings or whatever. Is I look around and my eyes will just sit on something, and that's when I know that I'm in cue with something. You know, it could be a book, a magazine, it doesn't matter, but it just pulls towards me. And also, I didn't realize this, but it's back in the China. I think it's called I Chi. They pick one. They use the messages by getting one sentence or one word out of a, you know, just random out of a book, and it gives them their message. That's where that comes from.
That's amazing. There's a form of reading.
What are you doing?
What, baby?
What'd you say? I'm sorry, it was squeaky.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you great.
Okay, I don't want to yell or talk too loud.
You sound perfect. You sound just perfect, relaxed, and just, you're great.
I'm shellacking.
Yeah, chillaxed. Okay, what were you saying?
I can't remember.
Hit the back of your head like I taught you. And push it forward.
Mm.
You were talking about the symbols. We were talking about symbols.
When I said I like the way you're teaching me, and I'm learning to be observant of what I'm pulled to. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You know that old saying, when the student's ready, the teacher will appear, thus the teacher becomes the student?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you are my teacher as well. If I'm teaching you something, as with anyone, I learn from my own self every single time that I speak it out there. It's something that I need to mirror myself.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, from the beginning, I relied on what I was hearing, feeling, seeing, tasting, smelling.
Right.
But through you, I learned to, whatever I was pulled to ask what the message is in the thing that they pulled me to. You know what I mean?
Give the active listening audience an example. I understand what you're saying, but give them an example of what you mean.
Okay. Like, I don't feel right and we're driving fast on a freeway and there's a construction site and I'm pulled to a sign that said danger.
Uh-huh.
And I can feel that different pull that I know I was meant to fix on that.
Right.
Anytime
you get an uneasy feeling or even any kind of, you learn to use your energy fields.
In the past, it wouldn't have meant much to me because I would have been told clairaudiently or clairsentiently.
Mm-hmm.
But now it did mean something to me because I've been so closely working with you. So I would automatically be alert on the road up ahead.
Uh-huh.
If I had that weird pull to the sign danger.
Right.
Whereas before, I would have paid no attention to it, but maybe I would have just paid attention to what I was being told or heard. Maybe they didn't have time to tell me, or I didn't hear it or interpret quick enough, and the sign danger worked quicker and faster. So this is new to me, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. I would recommend anybody to really examine everything that they're feeling that they are pulled to spiritually.
You know, I was thinking something today, Michael, that it becomes second nature, like going to the bathroom, riding a bike. You just automatically know that those symbols or signs are, you know, like right now I'm looking at the fireplace and it's empty. It doesn't have a fire in it. So that means everything's calm and cool. And right above it's a butterfly, which means rejuvenation, you know. And then right above that is two candles that we lit the cinnamon in, you know, in the bling bling ring. So if I put all that together, that shows that the fire is out of the situation of the bling bling ring. You know what I mean? It's our little thing that we had, but, you know, it just goes to show that the rejuvenation of, like last week when I didn't feel well.
Right.
Okay, and then I lit the cinnamon sticks because you said cinnamon always makes someone feel better, and so I tried it. And I stuck them in two candles, okay? Right. And what I'm getting is looking at an empty fireplace with no fire, okay? And then right above it is a butterfly symbol. You know, it floats around and around and around. It's hooked to my hearth. And right above that is the two cinnamon sticks. And right above that is the ring you gave me of your grandmother's for our engagement. And what I'm getting is that my stomach virus is out. You know, the fire is out. It's calm. Rejuvenation, rebirth. It's a whole transition in my life with the ring. You see, that's what I'm trying to get to the active listening audience, that everything will read deeper instead of just being said at a certain place. You can really read a meaning behind it that coincides with something in your life.
Absolutely. And I'm having a lot of fun with it. I would recommend anybody to kind of experiment with what we're talking about. Even if you are a reader and in the field, if you don't use this method or technique, it's well worth exploring, believe me.
Well, another thing that brings me to mind is mirroring. I learned back in the day by Bradsky. I don't even know if you remember Bradsky. He used to call me his mirror because I would be his ear, you know, active listening. And he would bounce off of me things that was going on in his life. And he called me his mirror. And in other words, he would always say at the end, gosh, you're a good mirror. Well, I didn't really grasp what that meant. This was like 10, 15 years ago. And now I look at every person and everything at any time. And I keep a mirror straight in front of me at all times, especially when I'm doing a reading or something, that I am mirroring myself, you know, so what my truth will prevail. But it's just like you and I are mirroring right now. You know, we're talking back and forth. That's a mirror. We're mirror imaging, talking about symbols and stuff like that. And, you know, we've learned something from my mother, haven't we? The word layman. Stay in layman terms, because so many different people tune in today, and we welcome you all that are listening to this BBS radio on Station 1 with Bridging Wisdom, with Michael Goger and Kathy Cook, also known as Tassie, that we like to teach. We love to teach what we are learning. And a lot of times when we're speaking it, like right now, we learn it over again, or else we, you know, reaffirm it to ourselves or learn something new about it. So that's what we're talking about right here, basically.
And that's what it means by bridging wisdom, one spoke at a time.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
Genius.
Because speaking it out, as we speak it out, it's spoken. And that's spoke in the will of the truth will, which is the speak the truth, know the truth, hear the truth, do the truth, see the truth, walk the truth, talk the truth, listen to the truth, earth wisdom. And that's the circle of life. And each spoke, each thing we speak out to the universe or to the person, is a spoke in the wheel, which makes the wheel go round, or it'll make a, you know, people tend to think karma is a bad thing, but karma is what we are doing right now, just talking. Karma is why you're typing a letter, the words you type out. Because instant karma, what it's the actions to the reactions. And a lot of people go, ooh, karma, you're going to have karma. Whoa, they're going to have such karma. Well, you know, karma comes in so many ways and shapes and forms. But there's like the karma vehicle where, say, I get upset and I vent on you as a mirror. But then you being my mate, which you're going to be, and we kind of are, you would hold that until you could fix it for me, because that's what a man wants to do. But let's just say even you doing it to me, and I would hold that. And I would hold that situation. I carry it around. That's a vehicle for karma.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Any action creates karma.
And if we hold it as a prisoner of our own self instead of our own truth, that we're you know, our life actions and reactions, but I'm saying my mother or the person down the street or whoever, you know, that is going to become, if I hold that problem or that situation, good, bad, or indifferent within me, instead of looking at what I need to for myself, instead of filing it away and needing it whenever I need it, then that's a vehicle for karma. I'm carrying it around and I become a prisoner of it. So I'm giving my power away. But actually nobody can take my power, because you know, it's just like, say, a kid, I've said this many times before, but maybe their clothes are on the floor and you tell them to pick them up. You're powerless over if they do that or not, because they're an individual human being. But they can give you whiny back talk and all that stuff, and I can carry that to bed with me and harbor over, how come I can't get my child to do what I ask them to do? How come they did the, you know, and that they've already forgot about it, gone to bed, gone to sleep, you know. But that was just pretty good.
And you know, it connects with your mirroring too, because in all philosophies and beliefs, it's as a man sows, so shall he reap. So while you're mirroring, you could be blessing the person too, at the same time getting information. You know what I mean?
Yes. Elaborate on it a little bit.
This is going to be a blooper, isn't it? Don't do this.
I sound like that dog. I sound like that dog, Precious.
Cassie, don't do this.
You did it first. we ought to go in and tell them how you can project yourself out into the universe, you know, in meditations with different people. And, that's kind of like where I'm going. That's why I started laughing.
Astral projection.
Yes.
Like
astral
when I
projecting or transcendental meditation.
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry, listening audience, I got a little carried away with the laughter here, but you know,
we're giggling.
Go on and tell them, make the announcement. Where are you going in your first trip?
We're giggly. We're in love. Yeah. We don't care. Who is
Michael's coming to visit me.
Yes, I am.
He's going on an airplane.
I'm coming in on April 6th. I will hit Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'll be in my baby's arms by, what do you figure? Shortly after I land, probably.
Yeah.
9:30.
Yeah, so you guys are in for a good treat here. Michael and I have been working together, and anyway, to make a long story short, we're two peas in a pod. We laugh at the same things, we cry. That's what's so unique, is because the energy levels, instead of pulling against one another, you just mesh it together. It becomes the most beautiful soul. Not to say we don't have our fusses, which Michael calls fights, because he's from the north, up north, and I'm fussing in the south. But
they fuss down there, folks.
Yeah.
If you're from Brooklyn, you fight. If you're from the south, or Charlotte, or the Carolinas, you're fussing. So remember that.
And it's culture. You know, that's a lot of problem in the world today, is culture. You know, the miscommunications and misunderstanding of culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at us. We're running into it ourselves.
Well, you talk real funny, and I have to kind of comprehend it sometimes. Not really funny, but to talk. You know, so... Anyway, let's get going here on something, Michael. I want you to just open up the I want you to just zone out there and pull.
Hummina.
Yeah, just pull something. Pull what you feel.
Hummina. Well, let's tell them. I'm going to have a 11 days, 10 nights fairy tale shellacking.
Shellacking, that's right.
And chilling. And we're going to get you folks a lot of photographs and maybe a lot of audio stuff, too.
A lot of YouTubes. And you'll get Michael's autograph, the listening audience in Charlotte that always is asking for mine. You'll get to get a Michael Goger autograph.
Yeah. And I did land a terrestrial radio show.
I know.
So get that out, celebrate that a little bit, every other Friday at WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, and so that's exciting, and we're going to tie it into a blog somehow so we can get recorded. The next show is this Friday, the 18th, 3 p.m. So, and what else? Oh, I'm gonna be doing college lectures the night before I visit Utah. See, I have a college lecture with Lois T. Martin, a numerologist and a co-host of one of my shows. That's exciting and something new. It'll be my first public appearance, April 5th, with Lois T. Martin at the Columbia Green Community College. And then the next day I get on a plane and yee-haw.
Ain't it the truth? But you know, the college did offer you a contract if you would want to take it and teach, right? Metaphysical teaching.
Not a contract, but invited and pre-approved by the dean himself to become an instructor and a lecturer and put together my own programs and do them there. So that's very exciting.
It's extremely exciting. I mean, things are just unfolding.
Unfolding.
Folks, just as fast as they can, because Michael and I are firm believers in putting it out there, believing it, and manifesting it, and boy, do they come together like that.
So you're going to hear a lot from us, folks. I'm also next in line to do nightclubs with Lois T. Martin once again, world-renowned numerologist and co-host of one of my shows. I'm next in line, so when the business is starting to pick up, so I'll be doing local restaurants and nightclubs, and so you're going to be hearing a lot from Cassie and Michael.
Michael, I didn't get out there the radio broadcast for the evening on Facebook or anywhere. I was just so busy today because Ashley's best friend had twins. What's going on? Did you get that done?
I was able to get it out on my wall, and
okay,
and that's it. So we were running late today, folks. We didn't have a chance to really advertise like we normally do. It's time we'll be on top of it. Tassie, being in love makes you nervous.
I think we need to get Don Newsom in here if he's around anywhere.
Let him blow on me a little bit.
Let's see if Don Newsom will come on live and tell us how he came to find us, or we found him, or a little bit about BBS Radio.
Yeah. If he's around, he's probably hiding from me because he knows, you know. But, and if he doesn't, then we could go back to, I believe we were headed into projecting energy and astral travel.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Maybe Don's busy.
Okay, let's go on and tell about the, yeah, he'll come on in a little bit.
Yeah.
He's gonna come in a few minutes, he said.
Okay. All right.
Just a few minutes.
I'm here.
Hey, Don.
I just, I just don't have the equipment ready. It's Tuesday, so I'm, all my equipment's lying around somewhere. I apologize. I couldn't just punch right in, so.
Well, why not? You're one of those people that make them wait. No, I'm just kidding. I'm talking about Michael and I are on this level, you know. You need to try to bring us back to their center.
You're on the level, huh?
Yeah, we're on the level, man.
We're completely out of control. All
right. We just booked this flight, Don, and we kind of need to be, you know, we'll get it together.
I got to bring you back under control, you mean?
Bring us back. The
you're the young.
Bring it back.
Yeah, we're chilling on that BBS. The audience loves it.
I'm coming back.
This is a chillaxing night.
Yeah, this is good radio.
Yeah. So how does Michael sound, Don?
He looks good.
He's hot, isn't he?
He always looks good.
Yeah. How does his audio sound?
You should see me now.
Excellent.
Don, you should...
Tell him how much weight you've lost, Michael.
300
I'm telling you, I'm seeing a picture of you. I'm loving it. You're sexy. You're a sexy guy.
Thank you.
I agree. I totally agree.
If I weren't such a ladies' man, you know, I'd...
I'd would
give you a kiss. I'd lay one on you.
Well, you know,
only his audio sounded good.
A couple of beers and I'm good to go, buddy. We're all teasing, folks.
Yeah, but we're all we're going
hardcore on you.
Yeah, but
how long have you known Michael?
You know, it's been years. We've known Michael now for years. I've known Michael for years. I love you, Michael. I mean, it's how long's it been? It's been years.
Gosh, Don,
4 years, 5 years.
Yes. I've been on there that long. Mike was on there a couple of years before I was, wasn't he?
Yeah, I knew Michael before I knew you. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I believe you guys were just starting up BBS, and I come in. How long ago was that? When was BBS launched? What year, Don?
Well, we launched the BBS radio in 05, but it was really, the work had started a couple of years prior and was blogging service and, morphed into BBS radio in 05.
And that started how, Don? What prevailed BBS radio to erupt so beautifully into this universe?
Great attitude. We love you. We really do. We have a great attitude, and it's a requirement to work here, to be a part of this whole network. You have to have a great attitude, and you got to be coming from the heart. I don't have to believe you. In fact, I don't believe a lot of stuff that comes on this network. Honestly, folks, I don't. A lot of it I do, a lot of it I don't. But, it's coming from their heart. These people believe what they're saying, and, I mean, they believe it, so might be worth paying attention to.
That's really cool, Don. It also started with you wanting to change some things.
Change
I listened
world.
To an archive.
I don't want to change
YouTube, a YouTube that you have that is really profound, where you were looking for a snip that you had heard about something with the government, and the next day it was gone. You wanted to show your wife. And
well, what about you guys?
Well, I want to.
You two are the ones getting married. Whoa, yeah. Come on now.
Oh, my God.
We got some love flowing between the two of you.
It is flowing, isn't it? We are elated.
You're going to be at the wedding, bud, right?
You know, I haven't been to a wedding or a funeral I haven't been to any function since my own wedding.
Wow.
Okay, well, maybe one or two, but I get out rarely. I have four kids, 12 and under. And if I do have time, just trying to fit them into the schedule. I mean, unfortunately, that's the way it works. Is difficult enough in order to spend enough time with them. So for me to get away and do extracurricular activities, almost impossible. Almost. I haven't done it in years. I mean, we're talking.
You might have to have it at BBS Radio then.
Yeah, I'm just a homebody. After years of becoming a homebody, working from home, and doing the same thing over and over again, you quite enjoy it. And I loved it to begin with. Now, it's a dream come true. I can stay in one spot and affect the world. People can make a difference. You can be one person to make a difference. You can be one enterprise to make a difference. You just got to have heart, great attitude, and let the world become what it wants to without any hindrance or judgment. So it's not that difficult. It's actually the easier, gentler way. I mean, the beautiful way, my way is, and many before me, and that way is that, hey, I don't have to be a genius. I don't have to figure it out. You don't have to give me some special knowledge. Knowledge, right?
Right.
All I have to do is meet it with my heart, and it's going to be met the right way every time. Beat that.
That's right.
So that's the really, hey, get on board, folks. It's the smart thing to do.
That
even
is
though
a
you
beautiful
don't need,
message, Don.
Yeah. Well, that is, that's the
it
truth.
It is absolutely beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Simply
so
put and wonderfully said.
Well, thank you. You're beautiful.
Well, thank you.
I love you two getting together. I think you're going to make I honestly believe you're going to make a great couple. And I think your hearts are made for each other. I absolutely toast your union. I bless it. I bless you. May the Creator bless you and your union and all the things you do. Wow, I love you guys.
Thank you so much, Don.
Well, I'm going to step back and let you finish the show. I've got a million things happening. I'd love to stay in chat only Tuesday. Of course, everybody knows, I don't have Seth here. He's one of the main engineers, so it's a little more difficult for me. I apologize. Otherwise, I'd love to wrap. I love you, your audience. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Great message, and we love you to pieces. And I love Michael Goger with all my heart. And thank you so much for. If it hadn't have been for BBS, we might not have met each other. Because, hey, you know, I listen to his shows.
That's the new dimension. The BBS dating. Romance,
yeah.
Radio service.
Are we the first couple to meet and get married, get engaged to be married off of your co-host listening to each other?
I love that. I think it's wonderful. Yeah, I've actually there's been yes, that's happened twice before. Yes.
Wow, isn't that neat?
Yeah, it is neat. And my folks, my folks got divorced, my wife's folks, when my wife and I got married. And then they've been divorced a long time. We had kids. They saw each other. And then they just got remarried. I mean, just got remarried. So I think, I don't know. I have a lot of hope for the world, for people like you and for me, because there's a lot of love. There's a lot of love in this world and in people, and it's just starting to show.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. It already is elatingly beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, thank you, Don, for your time and for all the kind words and your work.
Thank you. One last thought, you know, my prayers to all of you in Japan.
Exactly.
My heart goes out to you.
Pray deeply for those in Japan.
Yeah.
Our heart goes out to them so much.
Thank you.
It's amazing. And if everybody could just say that prayer, then it makes a little bit of difference.
This love and stability. And we were talking about it on today's show. Maybe turn the news off. I know it's riveting and you can't get your mind off it, but maybe if we can just envision everything cooling down and stabilizing instead of constantly looking at the flames and the death toll. And even though it's difficult, it's a suggestion. It may help to just surround it with love and stability and cooling, stabilizing energy.
Beautiful.
I just wanted to put that out there because no matter, even if you're bedbound, you can still contribute to man, God, and the universe.
That's just like with that symbol I got right when we started the show where the fireplace was not lit anymore. It's cooled down. It's there's no embers in it or anything. And the butterfly, which is rejuvenation and rebirth, is right above it, and the altar candles, you know.
Mm-hmm. And pray. Use a candle. Use a green candle from the heart. Very stabilizing and healing, or anything with the root chakra, the red one.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have red is a difficult color for me only because of my temperament. Because the depths, that's passion for me. Mm-hmm. When I light a red candle, I have to be really careful what I do with it. I don't know if anybody else is like that, but the intensity of the love that I would have for something and giving that light to that red candle is the opposite. In red, you know, the opposite of the depths of the love is the opposites of the anger that can come towards the situation too. So be very particular and specific. When I've learned that for myself, to be very specific. You know, that's a lot of the problem today too, you know, just mentioning that, is people are not specific enough in what they want to manifest or bring forth towards themselves or to have in their life, you know, and they get these little doubts in there because it's not happening quick enough. And patience is another. Patience is a virtue. And without that, you know, patience and the passion. I learned that passion is anything we're doing at that given moment, because it's what's taking our time.
Absolutely. And you should do it with passion and focus.
Right.
Complete focus on what you're doing, no matter what it is. Even if you're mopping a floor, doing dishes, you can really
use it as an exercise.
Absolutely.
And focus into each muscle that's being tucked, you know, used in the mopping, you know. And the more you focus in on that, the stronger the muscle gets, because you're giving it attention.
Absolutely. Especially here in the West, where we're so hurried and everybody's got two jobs or two incomes and the kids and school, Little League, and with everything that's going on in the world, Tassie and I are trying to and will continue to get out little things that you can incorporate in your everyday life, and the layman terms, quick and simple. Like when you're taking a shower, visualize the dirt being all the negativity in your life going down the drain. Small sample like that.
That's perfect.
Yeah, or meditate when you're doing the dishes.
Mm-hmm. And think of all that clean water, you know, the water that's cleansing and purification. Because, you know, water is, in a lot of my readings, I'll ask somebody, what type of water are they? And let me just give an example by using you for an example, Michael, if you don't mind. No, I want you to think of any kind of water. Doesn't matter whether it's a brook, a spring, a drop of water, a waterfall. Just feel that water, any kind of water, or look at it. You could be drinking it. It doesn't matter. But what descriptive adjective words, feelings do you get with that water?
Oh, peaceful. Peaceful, universal. And connected, I would say. And it would have to be the ocean, you know.
Are you looking at it or standing in it or what?
Looking at it.
You're looking at it?
Smelling it. Salty air. Seeing the seagulls.
What feelings do you get by the smells and the seagulls? By looking at them and experiencing that.
Vast and universally connected, yet insignificant at the same time. And as small as a grain of sand. Yet at the same time, all-knowing and powerful. Very interesting.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what this means. Wait a minute, I got to write one more word. Okay, water represents relationships and how you feel about relationships with other people and the people that are in your world and the people that you meet and just relationships, period, with any human, animal or whatever. You get a very peaceful and calm feeling. You feel that everything is universally connected. Every person, place, and thing. You use the ocean, which is, you know, just like the moods of people. They go in and out with the tide, with the way the moon affects the ocean. So you realize that everything's connected with the moods and emotions that everybody has. And by looking at that, then you went to smells, and salt is what? The salt of the earth, the light of the world. We're all true creations of God. And then you said seagulls, and seagulls represent, you know, they work with a flock. They're together. They stay in a flock together. And they all have, you know, certain teachers in a flock that they use, you know, they stay under. And that reminds me of the story Jonathan Livingston Seagull, where he wanted to go out on his own and he didn't want to stay with the flock, you know, and he mastered himself, but it was a misunderstanding the whole time. But it was the fact that he wasn't listening to the head of the flock when it was time to eat or time to play or whatever, but the seagulls listen and stay in a flock together. So you're seeing universally connected people. You're seeing the salt of the earth, the light of the world, and they're vast. People are vast and universally connected to you, but it's insignificant because each person's like a grain of sand. Each person is represented by a grain of sand, and that's how many billions of people and things that are alive in this world. And also, everything, every person, place, and thing combined together, because you combine the grains of sand, is all-knowing and powerful. Now, isn't that pretty cool?
I love it.
That's just a sample of how I do my readings with personality readings.
Isn't that amazing, folks? And this is what I'm talking about. This woman is phenomenal, and she's opening up a whole new realm for me, and it's amazing. It really is amazing, and the way you do numbers too, Tess, also was getting a lot of feedback on that. And,
how are you?
Yeah, it's unique. It's not orthodox numerology. It's shamanic.
Yes, it is. It comes from ritual ceremonial feelings that I get with the person. You want to do another, or you want to do something towards me? Or
well, do me again or something.
Okay. Anything in the house, inside of a house. It could be in a drawer. It could be in a closet. It could be sitting out. It could be a chair. It could be a sofa. It could be a table. It could be a pencil or a thimble or a thread, or you know what's in your drawer, a spoon, a fork. It could be a picture frame. It could be anything that's household. What would you pull?
My bed.
Okay. Are you looking at the bed, or sitting on the bed, or laying on the bed, or
sitting on the edge of it?
Okay, I want you to become that bed, as if you were a bed. Now give me descriptive feelings exactly what that bed represents and how you feel as being that bed. What do you, good, bad, happy, sad, what do you get from that bed?
This was spirit led.
Go ahead.
I'm going to keep it real. First thing, right away, I feel very safe and comfortable and supportive.
Go for it. It's your thinking tank too, isn't it?
The bed, yeah. Thinking as the bed is interesting. I keep wanting to think as me, but
no, you have to think of it as a bed.
Yeah, if I'm thinking as a bed, I'm carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders, and think tank, and up and down, and worried, and happy, and peaceful. A lot of swings. Extreme swings and feelings. So, also, again, connected. Very connected.
Okay. Anything else? Keep feeling it.
Relationship. I got a relationship. I also have a owner, a master, or an owner, or somebody that I serve, or somebody that uses me, utilizes me, and I serve them. I serve them well. So, how do they do?
Okay, well, the bed is representing, because a house is our body, right? A house, you know, like the outside of our house, our skin. Okay, that's, think of a house, you're looking at it outside. Okay, then you come inside the house and directly go to the bed. That's inside yourself. You are representing yourself as the bed. So you feel very safe and comfortable with yourself, and you're very supportive of yourself. But you carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. you think a lot, you constantly are thinking, and you're happy, sad, excited. You have a lot of swings to yourself, mood swings. But you are very connected to yourself at all times. You serve one master, one person, and it's the person that you serve very well and very, 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 very in doubt, as well as your relationship with that higher power is very content, because you know without a doubt that that owner, which is God, creator, is exactly how you should be in his world, in your world.
That'd be interesting.
Is that good or what?
I'll tell you what. I mean...
I'm 100%.
You're right on the money. And you really went... It wasn't something a normal reader would pull out. It's really soul.
Yeah. That's what a deep root read is. I mean, this is just the inkling of what I do. Want to do another? We got time.
Yeah, man, am I in for a treat.
Yeah.
That's going to be a while.
Let's see. let's go outside, okay? Let's be outside. You can be in the desert. You can be at the beach. You can be in a thing of flowers. You can be in the dirt. You can be little pieces of dirt. But pick something that is nature. Anything. It could be a blade of grass. It could be a pond. It could be a tree. It could even be the animals outside. It doesn't matter. Whatever's outside of the inside of the house.
I'm gonna go right to tiger.
Okay.
Yeah, I seen a tiger, so I'm gonna go right to tiger.
Okay.
Even though my totems are baby deers and turtles, I don't know, a tiger was flashed to me, so let's run with it.
Okay. So with the tiger, I want you to become that tiger, and I want you to walk around wherever you are in your territory. I want you to go hunting or play or whatever you want to do as that tiger. And I want you to feel that, and I want you to give me descriptive feelings.
I feel very... First thing is powerful and ruler. And hungry. I got a domain, and I'm going to hold it down no matter what to my dying breath. And I'm going to protect everything that's under my... Under my rule. Also very hungry. Providing and hunting and over and over. Looking for a female tiger.
That's cute.
Because I want to make little tigers.
Okay.
I want to make sure my bloodline continues and it's always royal and powerful and the king of its domain. I don't want to boss the world, but I'm going to control my domain and maybe even expand it, depending on how many female tigers I meet. But... just very much and hunger again over and over and over. A very interesting feeling. Did you get enough to work on? Or?
I did.
Huh.
I did. I got plenty.
This is going to be interesting.
Well, you know, it depends on what you pick, but since you picked a tiger instead of a blade of grass or a tree or a flower or the dirt, you know, or water. Tiger, an animal, represents what a person sees in you.
Wow.
Okay? Because a person's animal, an animal, you know, depends on people a lot. It depends on how human nature, human's nature is going to act out there in the world. So whatever's out there, you chose a tiger, which is how, you know, if you had chosen a tree, well, then that would have been your roots of your life and your story about, you know, who you are as a, your life. But you chose a tiger, so that is how people see you, and they see you as very powerful, as a ruler type of your domain. You're very hungry for knowledge, wisdom, gaining acceptance of understanding of other people, and they see that, that you are very, you're hungry for more. You're always absorbing more information, more things about other people. That's why the hunger was very different to you, because that hunger feeling is you want so much to have your powerful domain, which is peace and keeping as many little tigers and keep it going with what you have discovered out there, that it's so vast that you want to make sure that it multiplies and keeps multiplying, not to control the world, because you don't want to control the world, but you want to expand it, and you want it to be, because you know what you are and who you are. That's how people see you. They see you as not trying to control the world, but expand who you are and what you are all about, and make sure that you're, that you complete, you know, that story, what the hunter hunts, the hunter will be hunted. That's why you're constantly hungry. They see you as constantly hungry, because you are hungry to help other people continuously. It's not a food type thing. It's more of a blessing and love and sharing and caring and teaching and understanding and giving out what you can do to help mankind. Does that, is that hit you on the head pretty well?
Exactly. It's, I have a burning desire for my abilities, my voice, my broadcast, and to reach the entire planet and be able to fix every problem. I know it sounds crazy, but...
But see, with your having more female tigers, and more babies, you want to share with you want everybody, you want to get them on their feet like Ricky and like Lois, like me, all your co-hosts. You know, you would give to the universe with co-hosts because you believe in so many people. Just like Don said a while ago, people, if they believe with their heart, then that's the message that they give out, you know, and that's what it's all about. And that's basically, you've got a big heart. Now, the eye of a tiger is very powerful.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to say, you did say deer, baby deer and turtle, so I have to pull that in, because you said those were your totems. But what a baby deer is it's cautious, it's high-stepping, it stays with its flock and its kind and the family. A deer freezes in brightness because it's so in awe of it. It doesn't know what to do, but it's ever moving and swift and fast. And also a turtle, I love the turtle symbol, the totem as a turtle, because the turtle maybe wins the race last, but it is the one that wins in the end, because if you know the story, the rabbit and the turtle have a race, the hare and the tortoise. Well, the turtle is actually always goes in the same direction. It continuously is always, if you take a turtle out of the middle of the road that's going to the west and set it to the east, it's going to turn right back around and go to that west, because it goes in the direction it's set out for continuously, and it won't go, it'll die doing it. And it's got a very hard surface. It looks hard on the outside, but it's very soft and sensitive on the inside.
Fascinating. What would an eagle be, Cassie?
Well, an eagle is like what lifts us up. It brings us up to the higher self. It's even in the Bible that God will mount us up on eagle wings to bring us soaring higher to Him. And an eagle also is like an eagle can kill and destroy anything on the face of this earth. I mean, because of the way it stances and holds its wings out and prances around, you know, and its eye is so in keen and so in tune that it can zoom down at the, you know, hundreds of feet, you know, and just zoom down, swoop it up, and it nothing, you know, and gobbles it up. It's not one to give pain to anything. It will take care of a person. It will take care of helping a person. It's just like that story we read that time in, you know, that Cherokee story about the eagle, you know, the man that fell in the eagle's nest, and how they fed it and took care of the man, the Native American, and and cared for it because it also represents the United States of America. You know, it's on the back of money. It's power. It's probably the most powerful totem you could have, especially if it's a white eagle, which I know for a fact that that's what you have because I saw it before with gold wings.
Do you have anything on Sasquatch?
No, we have to go because we're out of time.
Okay.
We would go there, but Lisa was on line 3. Lisa, we're sorry that we didn't get to you, but I just now looked down and saw that you were on line 3. Hopefully next week you'll call in because if this is the same Lisa, I did do your numbers and I do have your numbers. But Michael, it's been a pleasure.
Bravo. Usually it's me yakking, and you, phenomenal job.
I enjoyed it.
I love you,
Don. We enjoyed it with you too as well, and I love you too, darling. We love you. BBS Radio and active listening audience, all that have listened in and tuned in.
Peace to the world. Dwell on peace.
Don said he loves us too. He just posted that in a little note, so. We love you guys. Hope you listen in and tune in to all of the BBS radio stations. There's something for everyone out there. And if not, join the archives and also the TNT News Trader. Look around www.bbsradio.com. There's thousands and thousands of things to look for and see. And I'm honored to be here with you, Michael, and hopefully we'll have a good week, rest of the week, everyone. And peace, love, and light. And remember, pray for those in Japan, as well as those inside and outside of this world that are in harm's way.
Amen.
Amen. Bye-bye, everybody.